What do you think?
I think we're dead meat. Real dead meat.
You're dead meat! Go ahead and laugh, you guys. If I ever find a little passes of business, you're dead meat.
Hey, welcome to the Dead Meat Podcast, an extension of the YouTube channel Dead Meat. I'm James.
I'm Chelsea, and we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and we like to get scared together.
Yeah, we do, and we also like to have friends who get scared with us, the friends joining us today. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm part of the Practical Folks YouTube channel with James and Chelsea, and...
And me, James Gressel.
Nice.
Who's also part of the Practical Folks YouTube channel with James and Chelsea.
That was almost seamless.
Yeah, well, usually when we do stuff on Practical Folks, I'm the second one to introduce myself.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
It was very weird to not do that.
Yeah, now you're playing fourth fiddle.
That's fine.
That's right. We got Joel and other James / Gressel here, and we're...
That's what it says on my birth certificate.
Yeah. We wanted to bring in our friends to review this movie with us. We kind of accidentally did two episodes featuring guests back to back. It's not always going to be like that, so if you're freaking out, don't
allow
worry.
Me to set up this movie. Oh, yeah. I guess the title of the podcast already revealed.
Yeah,
what
you
else.
Know,
it's Toxic Avenger. Yeah. The reason we pulled in some friends to watch it because I was going to do a Patreon review of this movie, and I put it on one day, and we got literally 4 minutes in. Chelsea was like sewing or doing something mm-hmm. where she didn't want to have to be paying attention. I got 4 minutes in, we had to turn it off because we realized that this movie couldn't be spent on just me doing a by myself review. No, this is a special movie. And
it's one way of putting it.
So we wanted to bring in our best friends and collaborators on Practical Folks, which is our comedy YouTube channel. Check that out if you haven't already, because we do movie commentary on that. That's how we learned how to do movie commentary. So patrons will already know both these fine young gentlemen from their commentary tracks they've done with me on movies. What did we do? The Open House?
The Open House.
The Open
awful.
House.
Yeah. And
Hush.
Hush, which was
which
great.
I love.
Oh, yeah. Hush is
it was
so
great.
Good.
You got a great movie.
Hush is very good.
It's okay. We had fun with it.
Did we have fun with the Toxic Avenger?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah. So this movie is a Troma movie.
Yes.
Which is a production company that makes these types of movies. It's kind of like Full Moon as far as like being like a studio known for like lower budget.
If you're talking to horror fans, and we're talking horror fans, and you say something is a Troma movie, they know immediately. It's basically this. It's schlocky exploitation.
Lloyd Kaufman is the co-writer, and he co-directed it under a pseudonym.
Good.
Not Alan Smithy?
No, it was a different pseudonym because there were two directors, as we noted.
Yeah.
The movie like this couldn't be just
was it a
once.
DGA issue that he couldn't credit himself? Is it like a Coen Brothers thing?
Or was there just a second unit for Toxic
I just
Avenger?
Have a hard time believing this movie was at all bound by union
by
rules.
By union rules, yeah.
But then again, as you pointed out, it had a budget.
They left it all on the screen. That's 100% true. You can't fault them for that.
Yeah.
It's not tanks, like, explosions.
It's tanks.
Yeah.
They're doing
three
tanks.
You gotta have a budget to get three tanks.
Several explosions. Pretty legit makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Car Ooh. Crashes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason it's so cult, I guess, is because it's so outrageous. It's sleazy.
I think when it came out, it kind of just came and went. And then it gained a midnight movie following because it's so gory.
Yeah.
And it's so, the rest of it is so heightened.
It's insane.
Everyone in it is a cartoon, which it makes sense that I think it was inspired by comic books.
I could see that, yeah. It's a very
comic.
Then
it was adapted into a comic later.
Because he's like a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the tones would have you expecting, oh, this is this kind of movie. This is what's possible. And then it would shift into another kind of tone and do it so hard.
Oh my God.
That your brain would just break.
This movie felt to me like a bunch of like comic book fans did a bunch of drugs and were like, but why don't they just kill the bad guys?
In like the most violent ways
like,
possible.
Yeah, like they're super strong. You could just like totally like crush that guy's head. And that's what happened. Is then they got $500,000 and made this movie.
Yeah.
It is kind of, you know, realistically, what would the Hulk be like?
Gorin.
Yeah,
can't stop or control himself. Or, mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's like a half-hearted attempt at a moral reflection about this killing that the Toxic Avenger is doing, and then they just discard it. He goes back to killing.
It was just one quick scene.
Maybe we should set up the movie so that people who haven't seen it fully understand what we mean by him being a superhero. And
well, also, before we get into plot details, I feel like it's necessary to just give a kind of content warning.
Well, the movie does.
The movie does start with a title card.
To be fair, yeah.
What's it say?
Extreme violence.
Scenes of extreme violence.
Yeah, but it's not just the violence.
Yeah.
It's literally everything. It's literally everything is in this movie. You got like hard racial terms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Pretty much listed one after the other.
Yeah.
They literally listed. To be fair, it was done by the villains. We're not supposed to think it's cool.
No, yeah.
It's there.
You have targeted child murder.
Mm-hmm.
Graphic child murder.
Mm-hmm. F-bombs, not the fuck word, but the other one.
Oh, true. Yep. A lot of weird transphobic stuff.
Yeah.
Homophobic stuff, fat jokes.
Constant threat of rape.
It
really just can go down the checklist. It's an exploitation movie.
Yeah.
And it's clearly inspired by exploitation movies. So it is, like I said earlier, it's what it says on the packaging. And, you know.
Yeah, it's part and parcel with this type of movie, but it's still
jarring. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's shocking.
For sure. So, you know, heads up, that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. But again, yeah, it's all the bad people doing the bad stuff. I mean, I guess there's still like fat jokes and shit.
Yeah, and it's not presented realistically at all. It's very cartoony.
But if you're sensitive, don't watch this movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And then the gore is crazy, too.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
The extent to which they will just hold on that gore and go back to it.
We saw a lot of brain.
A lot of brain.
Photos taken of brain.
Oh, my God. We'll get into that. Okay. You want to talk about, like, the plot stuff?
So we should start
It was released in 1984 also.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
so
important.
Aesthetic. And we, you know, because it's 1984, we got to start in a gym.
Yeah.
So everyone is crazy about aerobics.
Well, that's only after we get a long shot of New York City, which is the world capital of culture and industry. And then it pans down to this toxic wasteland, which is the natural byproduct of all that progress.
Because you have to pay a price for that kind of success.
Yeah.
I thought when it started that like industrial film voiceover was going to be like part of the commentary of this movie,
mm-hmm.
that it was going to have this kind of, because I thought like, oh, he's the Toxic Avenger, this whole thing is going to be this like very environmental like reprimand on industry,
yeah,
judging from that voiceover. And I was like, that's kind of clever if they're framing this as like an industrial like instructional film. Nope, that's pretty much it.
It comes back in the very end.
Kinda, not in the same way. Like it's just totally abandons what could have been an actual. Like it was just like, oh, maybe this is just a movie with good ideas that they don't execute. Nope, this is a movie with bonkers ideas executed in a bonkers way.
And if anything, the toxic waste, it helps. I mean, it deforms him so cruelly, but he gets a lot stronger. Like, he has a weird Captain America kind of arc where his voice becomes just, like, very different, more articulate.
Oh, yeah.
And recorded in a completely different place.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have many. I get excited when something happens in a movie we're reviewing where I'm like, yes, this is both visual and audio, and it's hilarious, and I can put it in.
All these work for audio.
Yes.
So, we're in a gym.
Yes. Yeah, it's the 80s. We're in the gym. This gym is packed. And it's a co-ed sexy gym. And everyone is sweating. And there's
sweat,
this song.
Body parts. I'm so excited. Body talk.
Yeah. It sounds a little Tina Turner, I think.
Mm-hmm. Very.
I like the song.
It's not a bad song.
It's got that awesome 80s gated reverb on the drums. Like
yeah.
It's just like, in case you didn't know it was the 80s.
Yeah. You don't need real drums. It's the 80s.
It's that cocaine inspired song.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's blaring while all these bronzed up, sexy people bikinis are fucking doing chest flies, and there's close ups on boobs, and there's close ups on dong.
Oh, first 2 minutes we see some dong. And we're not talking dick. We're talking dong. Full on dong. There's a guy holding up a magazine.
Is it one of the two one very gay men holding up a magazine?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, it is.
Because there's like a Playgirl. Gay couple. Yeah. Who's throughout the movie who I liked.
I kind of liked them too. They were sweet. Yeah.
They're very stereotyped.
They were in a loving relationship, it seemed like.
They were hairdressers, of course.
Yeah.
They weren't killing people for sport. As their couple activity.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a step up on some of these characters.
Yeah. They're already one of the like top three moral characters in the movie.
The montage, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Perfect with Jamie Lee Curtis and John Travolta. There is a wild clip where it's like of that 80s gym culture where there's like just like 5 minutes of Jamie Lee Curtis leading a co-ed exercise class where there's so much thrusting and like you see just Travolta package moving back and forth.
No!
So this is like stunt package. This was like that, like times 100.
That's basically what this movie is for every. Because like I compared it to Chopping Mall while we were watching it. Because I was like, we finally found a movie sleazier than Chopping Mall, but it's the same level as Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall. If you gave me these two movies and you said you have to pick one and watch it with your parents, Chopping Mall,
hands
easy.
Down.
And Chopping Mall is sleazy as fuck.
Yeah.
For me, it felt like a parody of a movie from the 80s that was made years later. But somehow it was made in 1984, and it was still kind of like lampooning what was happening, which is kind of good on the movie in a way.
It's why in the Wikipedia, I think it cites Leonard Maltin as giving this a good review. And being, you know, decent, self-aware humor.
Yeah.
It knows what's up.
Well,
I trust Leonard Maltin.
At this gym, we meet most of our main characters, which is a quad of, at first, just seem like douchebag gym rats. Yeah. But later, we will learn are murderers.
At first, they come off as, you know, they've had too much coke. It's the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
We have, what are their, we have rats. Bozo, Slug, and I don't know the two
Wanda
girls.
And, the blonde one is... Because he complains about her all the time. You know, he's like, she's driving me crazy. That's what he does. Sorry, listeners. That's what he fucking does. Play that. Play it.
I will.
See? Yeah. That's what he does right there.
He's just so stressed all the time, and she's ruining his karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that a couple of times, but they're insane.
According to the internet, Vincent D'Onofrio was going to play Bozo at first and then ask for a pay raise and got fired.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good choice, Vincent.
It's a way to get out of it.
The other guy, Slug, looks like Corey Feldman to me. Karate Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
He has like a headband.
I want to know whose choice it was to have those characters act that way.
Yeah.
Like, did the actors come in and were like, I'm going to play this really wide-eyed and crazy, and the director was like... Directors were like, yeah, great, more of that. Or were they like, more, give me more, 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 more?
I think it was a director thing.
Because everything in this movie is more, more, more.
Yeah, and they're even bad actors wouldn't do that,
right? Yeah, it's so heightened, it felt like a choice. Like, they're all Matthew Lillard from Scream. Like, they're all his level.
Only times a billion, because that's this movie. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good comparison. That's a good, like, thing to multiply.
So we meet these four... characters in the gym, and then we meet the gym's janitor.
Melvin's entire life, in fact, entire being, was changed by toxic chemical waste.
The nerd, Melvin. He's got one pant leg folded up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he biked in.
With one pant leg?
Oh, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So with the chain.
Sure, yeah.
Oh.
He's just ahead of his time.
According to the movie, is 98 pounds.
He's a 98-pound weakling, as described.
I saw that in all the descriptions when I Googled the runtime earlier. And I thought it would be like a story point that he was that size. Like that 98 would matter. Nope, only in the promotional material.
I just realized, isn't in Rocky Horror, isn't
a
it?
Weakling weighing 98 pounds.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Maybe, because that came out 9 years prior to this.
Yeah, it's got to be a reference to that.
The people who made this movie watched that movie.
Oh, that's absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, they're hanging out in a jacuzzi. Complain about that fucking mop boy.
Would you look at that fucking guy?
I hate that fucking mop boy.
Yeah, and this is around when James and I shut off the movie the first time because it was too good. And Melvin walks over.
He like accidentally mops them in the face.
He does, and then he dunks his mop into the hot tub.
It sounds like it sizzles, which is weird. When the mop goes into the jacuzzi.
There's a lot of weird sound choices.
There's a lot of weird sound effects, that's for sure.
Some interesting Foley work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, they go hard on him. Too hard, but he's not great at his job.
Oh, he sucks.
He's very bad at his job.
That performance, too, is just like, gosh, what do you mean something stinks?
Gee, that's funny. I don't smell nothing.
Yes.
It reminds me of... Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder, the like movie that he plays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. My head movies make my eyes rain.
It's basically
it's like that over the top.
Even down to the weird hair.
Yeah. And like, and like the squinty eyes. Uh-huh. And
Oh my God. So
everyone's smoking in the gym.
Yeah.
Which is great. I was going to say, which is a great touch, but no, that's just life in the 80s.
There's a scene later in the movie where they're like handing a cigarette back and forth as they're doing crunches or something.
Yeah, it seems like a choice.
Oh, it's great because they're like doing crunches up to each other, passing off a cigarette and doing a crunch.
These incredibly homophobic guys are passing a cigarette back and forth between each other.
See the hypocrisy.
So, like 10 minutes in, there's titties.
Oh yeah.
Because Slug gets the locker for the night for $15. I mean, I guess in 84, $15 is probably a decent price, but
this is later that night.
Yeah.
Song has not stopped playing.
Yes.
They're
making plans for later and this song is still
Yeah.
Yeah, so he gets the locker room for $15 for the night and says no one's going to walk in. So him and the brunette lady,
Wanda.
I wish, it's Wanda. We just
that
don't
one's
know the
Wanda.
Blonde's name.
I don't know the blonde's name.
Him and Wanda have sex. So right before they have sex, we find out that the two dudes specifically are the hit and run killer that's making the newspaper. There's a newspaper clipping on the inside of his locker.
Yeah.
And she says something about, oh, when can we go driving with you guys? And we understand that these two dudes just drive around mowing people down.
They're literally terrorists.
Yes,
this is a terrorist thing to do.
Yes.
I did not want to believe it.
Because at first we said, oh, they're serial killers. But then,
they're fucking... Oh, because later when you see them drive around, that's when we get the litany of racial epithet.
The point system.
Yes, we get the... Oh, God. Yeah, we get a condensed version of their manifesto, pretty much. They tell us all we need to know.
Yeah, how many points each race gets. It's awful.
It's
awful
really fucked up.
Like, okay, during that scene, because I think they have sex.
Yeah,
Melvin
walks
in on them.
Melvin
walks
in and sees titties.
Yeah, when we get to that scene where they're about to, like, they're naming how many points each race gets, and they're about to.
Awful. I'm not even going to edit in the clip.
No,
it's just
it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's vile.
We're not doing it.
It made me feel sick. And especially, so they don't find any minorities. They find a kid riding his bicycle.
Yeah, like a teenager, a young teen.
Is he teen? I would say if he's 13
or so.
He looks young for his age.
Yeah.
Because he's a kid, and they fucking run him over, and then they back up, and they run over his head. And like
the mood of this movie shifts. It just does a 180 at this part. Because we, you know, up to this point, we're thinking... we're thinking this movie's the first 3 minutes because we watched the first 3 minutes a billion times.
Yeah.
And we're thinking it's all just going to be like that, but it turns into a snuff film pretty much.
Yeah.
They run over this kid's head and we see it.
It's
and
gross.
They're taking nasty Polaroids.
They jump out to take pictures.
That's the worst part for me
is
that they revel
it
in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like the kid before they back over his head is like not quite dead and like reaching out and like clearly like...
It's a disturbing scene, and when it happened, it really shook me from what I thought the movie was going to be and made me concerned that the entire movie would be this sickening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thankfully, it is not.
I think that's the worst.
It is the worst part of the movie.
The dog.
The threats of rape are pretty bad. But even during that scene, we get the avenging. This is pre-Toxic Avenger.
True.
And it's just
there's no
awful.
Catharsis. It's just terrible. It's this movie, I think, takes or tries to take a lot from A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
These four kids are very much Alex and his droogs.
They're
and
into the
even
ultra
later,
violence.
the other guys that show up at the restaurant feel very Clockwork
oh,
Orange.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
face
yeah.
paint.
The performance.
And he's got a cod piece on pretty much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they have all names and they keep
yep.
like what do you think?
Yeah.
It's all mm-hmm. very, very Clockwork Orange. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean, is that like this movie is so clear in its influences and none of them are like you didn't understand that. Like you didn't take the right part from that work.
Yeah.
No, I think it did, only it put it out in an exploitive way. In the sense of like an exploitation film.
Sure.
Sure.
Right?
Because it's not promoting these.
No,
things.
No,
it's
that, still that's sickening.
Everyone gets
that's
their
fair.
Comeuppance.
But it,
I mean, A Clockwork Orange is a little sickening.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not,
yeah,
but the movie, the tone isn't directly indicting what's on screen. It's just showing it
mm-hmm.
and hard.
Yeah,
I'll say Clockwork Orange kind of does that too. Guys, I think this is the new Clockwork Orange.
Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah. And that sexual angle is in play in the car too, because the driver Bozo, he's even saying like. Oh, is it count if I graze him? And Vanessa? No.
Wanda.
Wanda? Wanda's saying, like, no, I want them dead, baby. I want them dead.
It gets these kids horny.
It gets them so horny.
Well, and I think Wanda specifically.
Wanda,
Spike
really.
Or Goose, Slug, whatever his name is, in the back seat are him and his girl are, like, making out the whole time. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tromaville sucks. By the way.
Oh, Tromaville?
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I literally wrote Tromaville sucks. Like, move.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah, because this is a like suburb of New York City, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Suburb. And
probably suburb in New Jersey, right?
I think they filmed in New Jersey.
Oh, probably.
Oh, you know, I think it is advertised, Toxic Avengers advertises the first superhero from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So I think this is Tromaville,
New
Jersey.
It is a New Jersey movie.
That makes sense.
Okay. New York's already got Captain America, you know, it's full up.
Yeah.
But this is
Tromaville.
Tromaville.
Tromaville? More like Tromaville.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, hey, but you know what? The reason they can't go driving out early the next day is because Slug's got to go to church.
He has to go to... Which, you know what? I think that was a moment where I realized what they're trying to do with this, you know?
There's a lot of criticism of hypocrisy.
Yes, there is.
Because the other villain of the movie is the mayor.
The mayor
and his little staff of dudes who we'll talk about.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot there to dig into, I think. But, yeah, so right off the bat, we have these shitty teens who are out murdering people for fun. But they have to go to church on Sunday.
Yeah. So the next day, they set a plan to get that mop boy with their... They huddle up and rock their hips and...
I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
They do a little group huddle and the girls are doing a little bop back and forth. And it's just such a fucking cartoon.
Well, that was required
it.
By law in the 80s.
That's true.
Bopping.
Also, I think you said this maybe a quarter of the way in, but you were shocked anytime a woman was in a bathing suit because she could have just been naked.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's what this movie feels like. It's weird when a woman's just in a bathing suit or a bra because...
It was during the plot to like get Melvin because...
Part of it is her seducing.
Yeah. The blonde seduces him, brings him into the locker room. And I was like, that is surprisingly restrained for this movie so far.
Well,
like,
she takes it off pretty soon.
Well, eventually, yes.
Guys, breaking news. Her name's Julie.
Julie?
Julie.
Got it.
Okay.
We probably could have guessed. It was the 80s.
She takes off her top. She's got...
triangle boobs, which I can't show you. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
those 80s tan lines.
Imagine you went tanning with two slices of pizza over your boobs. And that's what it looks like. Because there's not even straps. So it's just triangles.
Yeah. It's such like tanning bed.
Yeah.
It just made me think of those bottles of oil that no one under 45 has. Like my friend's mom's had this growing up where it's the bottle of just like brown sludge that women put on before they lay in the sun.
Is this like Something About Mary, lady?
Yeah. Like that level of like deep. brown, like ruined skin.
Looking like a leather handbag after you've been out in the sun that many years.
Oh my God.
My mom met Tan Mom, by the way.
What?
My mom met Tan Mom.
What's Tan Mom?
Do you remember Tan Mom?
No, I don't remember.
Are you serious? What? You don't remember Tan Mom?
Oh, wait, like in the 2000s?
It was a few years ago. She went viral because she was addicted to tanning.
Yeah.
And she got in trouble because I think she brought her kid to the tanning salon or something. Anyway.
I can picture like a local news kind of thing.
Anyway, my mom met Tan Mom. It was very exciting.
Nice.
Anyway.
Cool.
You know what? You know who'll be excited to hear that? Our audience, because they're in touch. They know what's up. They read the tabloids. We cut to these two truckers.
Oh my God.
Just driving around. They got porn up in the truck. And we're talking Maximum Overdrive style porn where it's 80s Bush.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those are Americans.
Yeah. And it's one of them's making a noose.
Yeah. What the fuck?
The passenger.
Never commented on.
Oh yeah. Doesn't pay off.
No. He's just making a noose. What's the implication there? I don't want
to
know.
I'd have to look again, but I think the porn in the back window is covering where you'd be able to see out with the rear view mirror, and that's illegal. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of
I don't think they're that concerned about that. They're doing their drugs right out of the
bag. Yeah, that's right.
They like peel back the like top part of a Ziploc bag and then just stick their faces
full
into
of cocaine.
It.
This amazing. Ziploc bag is like a freezer bag full of coke.
It's that kind of Tuesday.
Thousands of dollars worth of coke. And it just looks like if you went into your pantry and got out, you know, gallon bag of flour.
Yeah.
That's it is.
Probably literally
what it is. Yeah. And they stick their faces in it. So they're pulled over to the side next to the health club, the Tromaville Health Club, while they're doing their drugs. And that's right when they enact their plan against Melvin.
The bullies enact their plan
against Melvin. Thank you. They lure him in. Julie seduces him. Mm-hmm. She says
her favorite color is pink, and I have this pink outfit for you to wear because it is sexy.
Yeah, and it's a tutu.
It's a tutu.
It's an Ace Ventura tutu.
It really is. Yeah. It's a little unitard like with a tutu. So he puts it on.
Polka
and
dots. Which Melvin says is sissy.
It's sissy stuff. Mm.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I didn't catch
that. Yeah. It's the 80s. Of course
Melvin.
It is.
Yeah. No allies in this film.
No. So Melvin runs out to the pool to meet her, and it's dark and he can't see. And then you hear someone say, "Flip on the lights." And when they flip on the lights, he's kissing a sheep.
It's a sheep.
Yeah.
Bah.
Yeah, a lot of lipstick on that sheep.
They actually put lipstick on that sheep.
You know what was great was that they ADR'd a human being saying bah instead of a sheep noise.
Did they? Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I was paying. I'll edit it in.
You're so soft, Julie.
Bah. I wasn't paying enough attention to that little.
It's weird.
Detail,
probably the same dude
it.
Who does the Toxic Avenger voiceover.
One? I feel like there were three different dudes doing that voice at times.
Yeah. It's like Arthur and Sword in the Stone.
I was going to say, I was literally trying to think of, what did we watch together? Where
watch Drunk Disney Sword in the Stone on
Practical
Fools.
Out now, featuring Tessa Nanning.
Yeah, fun fact, in the Disney film Sword in the Stone, the main character, Arthur, is voiced by, is it three?
Three
different guys because the actors kept going through puberty. Anyway.
That movie sucks.
It does suck.
So, then they chase him out. They laugh at him.
They chase him through the gym.
You
know, Carrie style. I thought of Carrie for a second. I thought of the mom. They're all going to laugh at you.
There's that random older guy there.
Yes! Again, I'm so sorry if you're listening to this, but right now I'm editing this dude over us talking.
He's got like a blonde mustache.
It's incredible.
Oh, it's weird.
It's very weird because the rest of the like cool people who are laughing at Melvin are all like stereotypical 80s like workout background dancers.
Yeah, young.
Yeah. And then there's this dude who looks like he's an extra from Boogie Nights.
Yes, he does.
No, how'd you describe him? Someone's dad.
Someone's dad who like recently came out and is like now living his best life.
Yeah.
And
that's what he seems
like. Yeah, and he's like there with the kids and like, we're going to go to the gym and meet a fun guy. And then, I guess you're making fun of the janitor today. This was a weird day to bring me to the gym, son.
I miss this man. I'm so sad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have a good
cool.
picture
More
of him now.
Of
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he joins in.
They join it. They all laugh at him, and he runs and fucking leaps out a second story window.
Like, taking it up a notch. Like, I need to get away so bad, I'm just going to dive head first through this window.
Yep. And he would have died.
If not for the toxic sledge he landed in.
Good thing the toxic waste caught him and broke his fall.
Yeah.
So he lands in a barrel of toxic waste, and the guys doing coke zip up their little baggies and run out to see what's going on.
He's like on the sidewalk, writhing in pain, covered in goo. Everyone comes out of the gym and laughs at him.
Standing there laughing.
Then everyone from the rest of the town runs across the street to laugh
this
at
was
it.
Actually
people come
very
from
funny.
Miles around to see this.
At first, there's a group of maybe 20 people watching and laughing, and then there's this wide shot where 50
hundreds.
People just run up and are also laughing.
And two, stripper cops.
Very official looking cops.
With the very generic patches, my favorite, that just say police.
Yeah,
and
police
department. Nondescript, like it looks like the logo for Safety Town when you were a kid. Yeah. Like, it's not even...
they're not getting Chomaville patches. They gotta save that money.
No, that's expensive. Those are expensive unless you buy them in bulk.
No, they found those at an army surplus store.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes in the movie. So while Melvin is basically just on the ground dying, Bozo says,
"This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks."
As he's just watching this dude die. And I just thought of the internet.
Oh, yeah. Just a prank, bro. You know?
Just a prank,
bro. Oh, we get that later. But Julie's like, "I think he might not be all right." Oh, like the kid you ran over?
Yeah.
Like the kid whose head you crushed under your tire?
That's the crazy thing about these murderers is that their characterization is inconsistent.
And it's indeed the craziest thing.
Well, they know, that's the craziest thing about this movie, what happens when they go after a kid, because they do it. This guy just had something happen to him, so it's like a disconnect in their brain. Like, violence was done to himself by himself? What? Chemical burns? We didn't enact this?
Yeah, because when the cop goes to grab him, the cop's hands catch on fire, and then just all of Melvin catches on fire.
Oh, boy.
He gets up and runs down the street on fire.
I will say, this effect of him on fire... looks really fucking good.
Yeah,
they stunned.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, because normally, and we always catch this, and it always tickles me a little bit, but you can always tell when someone's wearing a burn suit in a movie. Even, you know, big budget movies have this issue. There's, I'm trying to think.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I was going to say one of the later Nightmare on Elm Streets, you have a very, all of a sudden.
Oh, no, in the first
very
one.
Very thick Freddy.
Yeah, thick Freddy on fire.
Thick. Very. Oh, yeah, that is the first one, because
it's
near
one.
The end.
It's
that
amazing
he
stunt.
Is, yeah.
They put it all on the screen.
He runs home and locks himself in the bathroom and gets in the tub where there's a chemical reaction. It was reminding me of Jordy from Creepshow.
I was thinking of Shape of Water.
Sure. Less Jordy. Less alien dong, but
I was thinking of Spider-Man, just Aunt May. Like, Peter, are you okay in there?
Oh, yeah, because his mom is outside the bathroom. His mom's an attractive older lady.
She looks really
woman.
Nice.
Yeah, I like her. She comes back in the end.
Yeah, she does. Great. But she says, "Oh, I think my Melvin has finally gone through puberty."
Sick burn, Mom.
Yeah, right.
But no, he's just becoming the Toxic Avenger. We have it. We have the title. He's born. He's there.
The effects are really good here.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It reminded me a lot of American Werewolf in London.
Ooh, yeah.
Where, like, it's very effective and evocative, like, creature transformation. Like, I was really surprised. Because up to this point, the best, like, that. Well, we saw the head crushing, which was, like, a really good effect.
Yeah.
But I assumed, like, they put all of their stuff into the head crushing.
Yeah.
Like, this movie kept surprising me, and it's, like, creature effects.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even the only head crush.
Oh,
we get a better one later.
There's a brutal one later.
Good head crush.
Yeah, it's cool how this movie. Yeah, and I thought of American Werewolf too, because it's one where they just show the transformation.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could easily save money and time and everything if you just have it happen either off screen or it's suggested like in silhouette or something. But no, they just show it and it's cool.
Yeah, I love that sound effect, like the cracking when his head is transforming and getting bigger and oblong. That's
what
my
with
favorite.
The crazy blur effect? The tracer effect.
That's another thing.
Yeah, the video goes nuts, and then it's like a pink purple film negative almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane as he completes his transformation. then do we just find the gang?
Yeah, I think it cuts to this gang in this alley.
Oh God. Okay, so Cigar Face is the leader of the...
Cigar
Oh, I wrote down their names. It's okay. Cigar Face,
yeah.
Knuckles, and Nipples.
Nipples, I'm assuming, is the horrible portrayal of a transgender character. Maybe just transvestite.
Maybe cross-dressing. Yeah. We don't know. It's not made clear. It's
a dude in a wig.
It's supposed to be a dude in a wig.
And it's played for jokes.
It's a joke. Yeah. Yeah, it's a...
Because
yeah.
he's like doing his lipstick while they're getting their ass beat, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The scene, who are they beating up? A cop?
There's a cop. They're trying to.
They're
plant.
There to meet a cop named O'Clancy.
Oh yeah.
To bribe him, and if the bribe goes bad, their plan is to kill him.
So that's what happens.
Yeah.
The bribe goes bad. He's a good cop.
Yeah.
And they start beating the crap out of him. Really rough.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're about to
shoot his dick off.
Shoot his
they
dick
are,
off.
Yeah,
yeah,
they are gonna shoot. They're
I was convinced we were gonna.
I thought definitely, we were gonna yeah. see
after they crushed that kid's head.
Yeah,
I expected the worst thing to happen in every
in
scene.
In every single yeah. scene. Yes,
and it then, didn't always.
And they get you to that point almost, and then that's when the Toxic Avenger comes in each
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You hear the music. The camera gets kind of weird, and Toxic Avenger shows up, and he beats the shit out of these three dudes. He kills two of them. One of them runs away. Cigar Face runs away.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, he's Cigar Face because he lights a cigar and then puts it out on the cop's face,
which really should make the other guy Cigar Face,
right? But then you'd have a whole bunch of Cigar Faces running.
Yeah,
if that was like your thing.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Cigar Face.
Ordained in the Church of Cigar Face.
So yeah, he's like grabbing these guys by the crotch and dumping them in trash cans.
Oh, he bashes their heads together.
That's
right.
Right.
Yeah. After he elbows a dude's nose off. Oh, and jabs his fingers yeah. in the dude's eyeballs. Yeah. His
it's very graphic.
That was good.
So, yeah, it was great.
So after two of them are dead, Knuckles and Nipples are dead, and Cigar Face runs away, basically saying, "I'll get you for this."
In a high pitched voice because he had his
he
nuts
got
punched
hit in the balls.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then Toxic Avenger turns to this cop and. Okay. Says,
Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I don't know what came over me.
In the craziest voice.
This is the first time we've heard him speak.
Yeah, we yeah. haven't heard him talk. As and a Toxic Avenger, we haven't heard him talk.
But the voice change is so crazy.
And it's yeah. mixed horribly.
Yeah, because it's the back of his head. We haven't seen his face yet.
Yeah, and, no, in this that's movie. The yeah. face reveal. You got to wait a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just see the back of a guy, and then
like
we
moving
hear
his head up and down.
This I can't even.
It's okay, citizen. Like it'll be all right.
Yeah, it's like a soap opera. Like it's picture like a handsome George Clooney or like a newscaster.
It's a voiceover voice. Yeah. It's like a straight voiceover voice, and it sounds like voiceover. Like yeah. it's not at all
coming from this character.
Yeah, it doesn't follow rules of movies.
No, dude, you're in Tromaville now. Yeah. Forget the rules.
I love to imagine that the toxic waste just deformed him physically, but made him a golden voiced man.
So we cut to he saves this cop, and then this cop.
Oh yeah, Irish Woody Harrelson. I think he looked a little bit like Woody Harrelson to me. A little bit. Viewers, let me know.
Oh, no, I have to put in a clip.
Yep.
I don't know what it was, but God bless him, because he saved my life.
So this cop that gets saved meets up with all his other cop friends and is telling them about this monster that saved him. And right away, we get a Nazi cop.
That's right.
And, you know, you might think Gally. I'm joking.
No.
That he... seems like he could be or he has a German accent, therefore he's a nut. No.
This guy is more...
He's saying Reich instead of right and then correcting himself quickly, and he's throwing up this Nazi salute.
Yeah, he gets
when he raises
he
his
gets
hands
the press's attention by saying Achtung.
Yeah. He's like Dr. Strange all over the place, but
yes,
barely controlling.
Yes,
he's not
yes,
trying
yes.
at all. He's
yeah.
like, oh,
another,
oh, sorry.
Think,
yeah, another
Kubrick.
These guys
Kubrick
loved
fans.
Kubrick.
These guys love Kubrick.
There's a punch to the door with the head. With the woman's head against the door.
Oh,
later.
Like The Shining?
Yeah, like yeah. The Shining. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we cracked it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's the Barry Lyndon reference?
Yeah, where's my natural lighting, damn it? They have a scene lit entirely by candles, and it's gorgeous. There it is.
Maybe they tried it because the exposure and all the shots.
That's
it's
true.
Different.
It's
this
totally
movie
bonkers.
Never knew a light meter.
It's because they invented their own lenses. They went all...
He went super Kubrick, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this movie will cut between shots in a scene, and just the exposure is bouncing all over.
Fuck white balance. Fuck it.
Fuck color magic.
The 180 doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah. It'll just
There's no sense of space anywhere.
There's no rules here.
It's especially the in the... Oh, well, the mayor. We get the mayor.
Yeah, we also meet the mayor, and we meet the rest of his crew.
The guy's hair.
Everyone's got some... Como,
but the guy,
does that guy come back later at all?
I don't remember.
I think so. No, does I think he does with his hair a little bit fixed.
Okay,
but in that first scene, he's bald but has just strands of hair on the side that he has put over the top of his head.
Yeah,
it's too generous to call the comb over.
The
we
mayor
can't.
Is so sweaty.
Yes.
He's so
yeah.
sweaty. He's a large
we,
man.
We, yes. I didn't realize that we saw him, I think, in
He's
the beginning
in the gym.
Gym montage.
Eating a giant
Surrounded,
sandwich.
like with a little barrier with Subway sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah. He's getting a massage and eating his sandwich,
and,
which sounds... Really good,
I mean, yeah, but... he's living the good life.
What else can any of us ever hope for? Yeah.
He is the I believe the only cast member with a Wikipedia article. Pat Ryan Jr. No, it's not a fun story.
Of course it's not
because he died of a heart attack at age 44.
No, that's
he was a big guy.
He was a very large man. But he, you know what? I will say his performance. He got it.
Yeah.
You know,
he knew what they were going for.
Yep. And he
That's
delivered.
That's a fun role to play. Just corrupt mayor.
Oh, yeah. It's corrupt as shit.
I do feel bad, though, because you can definitely tell in... What was that, a Blu-ray that we were watching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in HD, you can see that they didn't have a lot of makeup.
No.
Like, there's no reason for the mayor to be that sweaty. Like, it's not... He's not so sweaty that it was a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they should have powdered him so that he wasn't sweaty.
Oh, yeah. This was just natural
but it was
big
just,
guy sweat.
Yeah, he's just under lights and he's a big guy.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer. Other people are sweaty, too, under lights.
You're using, like, people's... What they come with. Like, the guy with the hair, was he cast for that? Probably.
Oh, yeah, no, he showed up late, and they we need to get you in makeup. There's no time, says the two directors.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, they're upset because the lowlives that he killed. What are their names, Joel?
Knuckles,
Nipples,
and
Knuckles and
Cigar
Nipples.
Face.
Nipples and Cigar Face. My favorite Sonic characters.
They do.
Sonic and Cigar Face.
Yeah. Sonic, Knuckles, Nipples, and Cigar Face.
You know what? Don't Google it.
Don't Google it.
Sonic Nipples.
No, don't.
Oh,
Dr.
Man.
Robotnik, can you milk me?
Oh, fuck.
There's so much movie left.
We're like 20 minutes in
my
here.
God.
Oh, man. Yeah, the mayor's corrupt, and those criminals he killed were, like, their source for drugs. I don't know.
Yeah. There's something about, like, dumping.
There's something about
protected
dumping.
Areas.
Whatever. It's
because he's having a bunga bunga party. And
yeah.
Wait. No. Not Gala Gala.
No.
That's extremely different.
That's educational.
Yeah, Gullah Gullah Island is a very pure place.
Yeah.
The Bunga Bunga Room is like the complete opposite.
Here's to better living through chemistry.
Whatever. We're in the restaurant. We're in the fast food joint.
We're in
the
Mexican
there, finally.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Mexican,
what it's called.
Quote, oh, is that what its name is?
It's called the Mexican place. Yeah, it was on all the shirts.
H. John Benjamin is back there pulling a bottle of liquor from his underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're all...
We all screamed when it cut to that. Just this dude with his hands down his pants
working
in the restaurant.
Yeah, that shot happens after like a bunch of like women walk in, right? Like,
oh yeah, it's just patrons.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Oh no, we're meeting all the patrons because there's like a baby. There's the blind woman and
there's
her dog.
It's a setup for just the worst shit.
Because here come a trio of robbers. We mentioned
droogs.
Them earlier.
Yeah, right.
Fucking droogs. I like that they're like the showboating of Frank because he introduces them like a band.
We are the entertainment for this afternoon. Now on shotgun, we got my man, Leroy. All right. And on the cash register, we got that Magic Fingers, Rico!
That's me!
And then I'm your host on the sticks, Frank. And he's got a knife or whatever.
It definitely, that definitely has like a comic book vibe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. That's like a Joker type
thing. Yeah.
He points a gun at a baby.
He does. And he says, no, Leroy does.
Oh,
Leroy.
Who is like Bozo, but toned down to a point where it's great. Bozo's a little, Bozo. You said
I can't stand Bozo. Yeah. Bozo's too much.
Bozo is the one who's just like, all the time.
Yeah.
Leroy has a half-painted face and his Bozo diet. He's Diet Bozo.
Yeah, Bozo had to ice his neck at the end of Shooting Days from straining.
Yeah.
But he points a gun at a literal baby. And says, you like
Mexican food, little baby?
And then, was the gun manufactured in Mexico? What is the...
Oh, I think he refers to the gun as tamales.
Oh, yeah. You want a hot tamale in your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, and at this point, I'm thinking, they might just shoot this baby.
They might.
Yeah.
See, with the kid, I expect the worst to happen.
Yeah, but they don't, which
they
is
do,
good.
They do kill
they
this
shoot
dog.
The dog.
Yeah,
they
kill
guys,
this blind woman's dog.
A dog dies in this.
And at first, it's a little restrained. You get a close-up of just a charge going off in, like, some fur. And
a very quick shot of this dog being
slid across the floor, panting happily.
Yeah.
It's a happy dog with some, like, ketchup on its side.
Because we've done that with Lucy, where we'll push her around on the floor and spin her around. That dog was having a really fun time on set.
Later, there's a shot of it.
There's a shot of, like, blown apart dog.
Yeah. But again, also, the dog is just laying there like...
Yeah, it's like...
they can't make this dog not breathe, so...
Oh, fuck. But they kill that dog, so that sucks.
Yeah.
And then they fucking go to rape this blind
woman. Yeah. Frank goes to rape the blind lady, and it sucks. Yeah. But luckily, Toxic Avenger shows up
and rips his fucking arm off.
He does.
And then beats him with it.
He beats him with his own arm.
Well, I mean, you're not going to not beat the guy with his own arm.
Yeah. Once you rip that arm off, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
There's a fun like wow.
There's some good the noise sound effects good. In this. There's a whole kung fu sequence kind of.
A lot of kung fu. I thought that there was actually a lot in this fight sequence that was very competent.
Yeah. The guy Rico runs out and does like a lot of high energy fucking kicks and shit.
I feel like he's also making sounds when he's doing moves.
Oh,
like,
they're all making sounds. Yeah.
But it worked for me.
Yeah.
There were a lot of shots, which I feel like is uncharacteristic for a movie kind of from that time.
Yeah, because that would have taken like a day to get that one fight scene.
Oh,
all those shots.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like they got a lot of setups.
Yeah.
Which is probably why the exposure's all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, daylight. We just gotta go. We're losing daylight. We gotta shoot this.
Yeah.
I forgot that, you think of movies from, I think, is it Minority Report often cited as a movie that changed edit? Or no, the Bourne
Identity.
Bourne Identity is a movie that's cited as this changed editing because it's, but if you watch it now, it just looks like a movie.
Yeah, it's still jarring. I hate it.
Yeah.
The first one's
very restrained, but then
the
Supremacy just.
Bourne Identity, hyper fast editing, super quick cuts. So like if you watch movies from before that came out, you don't get that kind of quick editing. But yeah, so it is weird that in this you kind of do because that wasn't the norm and it would have been really expensive to do.
He takes him into the back of the restaurant and starts... What, he deep fries this dude?
He milkboards the other guy first, just pouring milk down his gullet, and then he does something I've never seen before. Maybe you guys have. He sundaes him to death.
Yeah, haven't seen that. He scoops ice cream into his mouth. Are there bananas involved?
Chocolate sauce.
I don't think there are bananas. There's a cherry on top.
Whipped cream, cherry on top.
Yeah, and then he uses the blender, the stick blender to do the deed.
And then with, I forget who he did that to. Was that?
That was Makeup Boy.
Yeah.
And then Rico gets his hands put in the deep fryer.
Yeah.
Rico not so suave. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I was halfway making a Leroy Jenkins joke.
I was trying to find that one.
At least I spared your listeners from that.
Yeah.
And then Frank gets...
Oh, he's put in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, which at that point... All of us were like, all right, well, now we have to, like, really sanitize the whole restaurant.
Yeah, this
that's
is
a bummer for
that
these,
place isn't worried about sanitizer.
No, you're
John
you're,
Benjamin sitting in the corner with lettuce in his belly button watching it all go down.
You're razing that place to the ground after this.
Oh yeah. In this and the cigar face fight, there's always the bystanders who are just laying on the ground and it keeps cutting back to them for their reaction shots and they're just like, "Oh, what?" And just doing crazy shit with her face.
Yeah.
And it happens here. Oh, don't forget that when Rico's getting deep fried, he's like, "We were only joking.
Yo,
it's
just
a prank,
bro.
Oh,
just a prank."
We were only joking when we shot that dog.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Then the cops show up and have the best sequence of little jokes.
It's so good.
"Well, boys, what have we got here?
Looks like we've got a nice crispy taco supreme over here, Chief."
"Looks like I got a strawberry thick shake over here.
I got a pizza with the works to go, Jimmy."
All the acting here, by the way, this is when I wrote Stephen King type acting and humor.
Yes.
Just like,
wow,
hamming
that's
it up
so true.
With their faces
small,
and
like,
just like
kind of small town or yeah.
Yeah.
Like very like American
Americans as idiots
characters.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I didn't care for it.
It's very it's very broad.
It
I
really
saw you
leans
groaning
in,
during that scene, Grossel.
Oh, it's leaning into Airplane, because maybe that's why. Like, another kind of tone. And right before that, we've got, like, blind jokes when he, like,
oh,
takes
God.
Her out of the restaurant to safety.
Oh, we get a whole sequence of blind jokes.
Yep.
Can't leave those out.
Yeah, because the blonde chick who was nearly raped is saved by the Toxic Avenger and becomes his love interest because she can't
she's
see.
She's blind, she can't see him.
Yeah. Which is, that's
Here's
fine.
Here's the thing.
Perfect.
That's kind of fine.
This character is weird for many reasons.
Like, the girlfriend or Toxic
the girlfriend,
Avenger?
Okay. Just it, like, you know, the jokes at her expense, and it just
oh,
all
yeah.
feels
Sarah
it's very mean spirited.
Yep.
But then I like their little relationship.
Yeah.
I think they're really cute.
Yeah.
They're hula hooping together later and they're hanging out and just having
dancing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I like
having
it.
Satisfying sex. They smoke afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird. She is like portrayed as both sweet but also super sexualized. It was like
she's literally wearing a shirt that says sensual.
Yeah.
That's
right. Sensual Sarah. I thought she was going to get killed in this movie.
Me too.
Right,
and as soon as you
sure.
brought that up, I got very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't.
Hooray.
Oh, there's steroids going on at the gym?
Oh, is yeah. that
like,
what that
yeah.
was?
The syringes I read as steroids, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the next thing is this drug dealer is at the gym handing out syringes and shit.
Oh, this is what you said was your golden chainsaw.
This would be the golden
oh,
chainsaw.
Yeah.
Because Toxic Avenger comes back to that gym to, I guess, stop drugs.
Yeah.
This drug dealer is doing like the leg curl machine, and Toxic Avenger just fucking puts his head under the weights. This is a great kill,
by
the way.
It
really
is very
good.
It's inventive. It's graphic. This is the
I
best.
I don't even know if I'll put it in here. It's too graphic.
It's too
graphic.
No, it's
yeah.
too graphic.
You don't want to put
it's
that in there.
I mean, that's haunting.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
intense.
I can picture the jagged edges.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah
and it twitches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
He lifts
yeah.
the weights up and he puts the guy's head under it and it's like the spike bar that holds the weights and then he drops it, however
yeah.
many pounds this is, and like half this guy's head is gone. And the effect is really good.
Really good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
They cut back to a close up of
they
it.
They hold
it's
on.
It's just
it.
Half of this guy's head and it's all twitchy.
Yeah. Jagged
it's
twitchies.
It's nasty. Yeah. I can't even put it in here.
It's insane. I would seek that out if I were you, if you want to see that.
Yeah, really cool effects in that one.
But I guess that was just a detour kill on his way to Wanda, who is in the dry
yeah.
ice sauna, as you described it.
It is the dry ice sauna, because, you know, you go in a sauna, you pour water on the rocks and there's steam, but this, she's pouring water on it and it's just dry ice.
Yeah.
Smoke. Because, yeah, you're not going to film in a sauna.
Oh,
it's
God,
on
God, that'd
fuck.
Be miserable.
Your film would get fucked.
Yeah.
Because this
yeah.
is on film. Mm-hmm. As if the grains, if you couldn't tell by the grain.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. She's in that sauna jilling off to those Polaroids of dead. That
oh,
dead
yeah.
King.
This
yeah.
is the second
yeah.
time we've been there. Because before that,
that was
it sets up the
yeah,
gag.
That was another
yeah.
example, though. The first time she goes into the sauna, I was like, I can't believe she's not masturbating. And then, like, 45 minutes later, it's like, well, there you go.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
She is getting off to the dead kid, and Toxic Avenger comes in.
Toxic Avenger. So yeah, he shows up. She thinks it's her boyfriend at first.
Yeah.
Oh, Slug.
And he kills her, I guess,
yeah.
by burning her butt. against the cold.
He makes some hot ass.
It sounds
joke.
Cute.
He does make a hot ass joke. Yeah, he like picks her up and sets her down on the hot rocks. Yeah. And we don't see her ever again.
Yeah.
So that's
she did. So that's Wanda. Oh, that's one. Is that the face reveal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's finally, when we finally see his
face. He's got like one wonky eye that's melted halfway down his cheek, and that's a fake eye. And then he's got one real eye. He's bald.
This is after the two Elephant Man references.
Oh, yeah. Hero montage?
Well, no, not quite, because he comes out and then a guy tries to sell him a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
12-year-old for $12.
Yeah,
she's
guy,
not 12.
A guy hops out of a limo.
Actress.
No.
Yeah.
So a guy jumps out of a limo and is like, hey, I got this 12-year-old. You can have it for $12. And then she says,
I thought you were taking me to the David Bowie concert.
And it broke our hearts.
Yeah.
Luckily, Toxic Avenger.
She looks at Toxic Avengers like, he's
not
David Bowie.
I can't believe that this movie is, what, 80 minutes or whatever?
There's so much.
It's 80 minutes.
And
yeah.
It's padded.
Yeah.
It's got extraneous things that can totally be cut out.
It's packed. Not
I would
padded.
Say packed.
Yeah.
It
I
goes
it's
so
jam-packed.
Fast.
James, a pimp drives up to him in a limousine.
While he's peeing on the side of a building.
Yeah, while he's
toxic
peeing
waste.
Blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of yeah, and rolls down his window and is like, "Hey, I'm a criminal. Would you like to kill me?" Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
That is padding.
It's great.
Yeah. You need something to set up this awesome montage to really get the kills
oh,
going.
All these other pimps come out of this limousine.
Yeah,
there's like a parade of dudes coming out of this limo,
and he beats them in what has to be the same alley that the fight with Cigar Face's gang took place in.
Fuck, what was it?
Shinbone Alley.
Shinbone Alley.
So yeah, he beats the shit out of all these dudes, and then he rescues the little girl.
Oh yeah, he has a signature. Each time he kills, he's got to put a mop on
he
their face.
Oh, that's right.
Mop, yeah.
Sure, yeah, let's mention that.
The mop bandit.
But then he has this montage where he becomes a hero, because after he beats them all up, he's like,
you can tell all your scum friends that things are going to change in this town. I'm not just another pretty face.
And his voice sounds different.
Yeah, his voice sounds different.
Because now they have to match it to like the movements of the weird prosthetic head.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, he like... He not only does he beat criminals up, he helps old ladies across streets. He gives random babies to people.
We see like the payoff.
Yeah, I think he rescued the baby from a foot.
He was
but
filling
I like
in for
the
stork
of him
that
giving
day.
Someone a baby.
Yeah, so he cleans up that city, dude. And there's newspaper spinnings and shit like that.
I think
that.
This is also when, it doesn't this montage have him doing fun stuff with his girlfriend?
Oh yeah, it's a hero montage. I think there's a brief break.
Well,
for,
don't
for,
forget
for sex.
Oh, yeah. The important thing about this hero montage is that he saves these two kids from being the next victims of the terrorists.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Slug and Bozo are about to run over these other two kids, and Toxic Avenger saves them, and then they're singing his praises.
They make t-shirts.
Oh, yeah right?
Yeah. Like, it's like, I heart the monster.
Yeah, right? These kids are really capitalizing on their experience.
Yeah.
It's insane. And were they all? No, they were just playing in the street. They didn't have like a lemonade stand or anything.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They were just playing in the middle of the street, you know, like you do.
But this woke them up to the potential of their lives.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Better make some cash.
Isn't that why we do it? The montage includes the romantic moments where they dance and hula hoop and have sex.
Yeah,
they get a place together, which is this beaten down trailer at the toxic waste dump, and they hang
well, he
up.
He built it earlier.
He built
with,
it
oh,
out of
right.
trash
with what like insulation?
Insulation. At least
a lot
it's insulated.
Of asbestos.
Yeah. He goes back to that gym and he's chasing Julie, the blonde member of the gang.
She's chased down into this like the bowels of the gym,
where
and it's so
bones
creepy.
And stuff.
There's bones, and then like. She goes to there are multiple elevator shafts, and she goes to one, and she's like, finally it opens, and he's there. He's like, going up.
Yeah. That set or location, whatever it was, looked just like the building where we had our film school in college.
Yeah.
Which was an abandoned factory or repurposed factory,
it
I guess.
It literally was. Yeah, yeah. It used to be a factory. And we would all have to walk. How far away?
It was a ways.
Like 2 miles or something.
It was a ways.
Yeah.
At least a mile.
So yeah, so she dies. We don't really see it. He's got a pair of scissors, and
oh yeah,
which kind of brings him down, and then that's it.
They hold on the scissors like they're significant, but there's no former reference or use of scissors.
We cut to the two dudes who are taking out their anger
On an old lady?
On an old lady.
Oh, my
They decide, you know, we want this old lady's car. They see an old lady unpacking groceries, and they say, oh, we'll help you. And then they just beat the shit out of
her with her cane. It's off screen.
It is off screen. And
I don't think she's killed.
No.
Surprisingly.
No, they drive off, not backing up over her head. Surprisingly.
Yeah, thank God.
Yep.
But what is he? He's singing something.
We beat her like a dog. Oh, wait, what?
He's singing something while he's beating her up with the cane.
Oh, what a feeling today.
That's very Clockwork Orange,
it
too.
It is, yeah, that's, yeah.
But Toxic Avenger catches up to them by appearing in the middle of the street and jumping on top of their car. And then we get a fucking stunt sequence.
Yeah, it's a real car chase.
Yeah.
So much money spent on this.
Well, there's like five other bystander cars that crash and explode.
Yeah. Like, is it just me, or did the Toxic Avenger put his foot on the accelerator, making it more dangerous for everyone else?
He did.
Not on the brake. He did.
Oh, he did. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They almost run over a playground full of children.
Yeah.
Is this after he murdered the lady?
No.
No, this is before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And, he drives this.
Well, he throws Slug out of the car.
That's right. And I guess that's
it for Slug. Yeah.
We never see him again.
For all of the gruesome shit in this movie, the four villains, I thought
they get off easy.
Die in some crazy ass ways, but they don't.
Yeah.
Geez. Well, one of them does.
What?
The crazy ass way.
Huh.
Oh.
Crazy ass.
Oh, because
she got a hot booty.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
I guess Bozo goes off a cliff in this car.
They drive this car off a cliff for real. It's great.
Well, he died doing what he loves.
He's right. Just death driving.
Running down children.
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
They run through a playground, but all the kids thankfully get out of the way this time.
Yeah.
So that scene.
I know, it's
earlier on with the kid
sucked.
Getting
did,
run over.
Did we mention that like the car like World War I flying aces that have their kills? Like they've got like the kills or like the point system like on the side of the car.
Yeah. Which...
How were they not caught?
Oh,
I guess because the city's corrupt.
Yeah.
Sure.
They have a Nazi chief of police.
Now does he murder the
woman? Now he murders the woman.
Okay.
It's time for Mrs. Haskell.
Mrs. Haskell.
Just the
character
introduced with 15 minutes left
in
the movie.
Yeah, the movie's almost over, and we cut to inside of a laundromat. Two characters we've never seen before just talking about shit like, oh, my sons are troublemakers, and it's so weird. It just feels like we started watching another movie.
For an extended period of time.
It really pulls one on you. Like the guy, like they have a
kid's
relationship.
Girlfriend. The pants. Wasn't that the implication?
Wait. Oh, God.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lady is dropping off her son's pants,
which my son went on a date and his pants came back like this.
All these moms are excited for puberty.
Yeah.
So she needs these pants dry cleaned.
Yeah, but then
the laundromat guy steps out
for whatever
reason. He's getting a ticket.
Oh, that's right, he is getting a ticket.
I gotta go to church in this.
And then Toxic Avenger shows up and murders this lady who did nothing.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know, middle-aged woman.
Yeah, he puts her in the dryer and then
he puts her
on
the press.
Press.
Like paninis her face.
Doesn't he have a one-liner once he puts her in the dryer/washer? What's he say?
He does.
It's like a horrible like Chinese accent.
Toxic Avenger.
I don't even know what he's... No allies in this film.
No allies.
I don't even know what he said, but...
He says something...
about laundry.
Wishy-washy.
Yeah.
It's real bad. It sucks.
But also, to like match that, at this point, we're like, why is he murdering this old lady?
Yeah. We're like, oh, this is a bad evil version.
Yeah,
of
we
him.
Thought that the mayor made a fake
made
toxic,
a
Avenger.
Toxic Avenger.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who murders innocents and is also racist.
Yeah. But no, it turns out that the racism he has to own, but he murdered her because we shortly learn, ran an international white slavery ring.
Yeah. And we don't talk about that again.
Nope.
We just find out that it's fine. It was justified because
she
runs a slavery ring. And then, cool, we move on.
He still feels bad about it because
he
complains to Sarah that
he can't control it.
I don't think that he... did
people.
He know?
I think so.
Oh.
I hope
it
so.
It seems like he got lucky.
No.
That's what I thought.
I think he had to know because he's not at the police station when we see this privileged conversation that the woman was a criminal, because in the press conference they say publicly like, oh, she was a pillar of the community, member of the PTA.
Yeah. But when he runs into her and she's like, what do you want? He like points at her. I think it's a targeted thing at
this. So there's this whole off camera toxic adventure detective sequence that we don't get.
He's the world's greatest detective.
Yeah. The toxic detective. Detective. Fuck. The toxic detective. Fuck.
The toxic Leave that in. Leave that in.
Chelsea. No, don't, Chelsea. The toxic detective.
Yes.
And then we cut to this ice cream shop with fucking
Oh my god.
Yes. So it's the cop that got saved earlier talking to the taco place employee that got saved, and they're like, no, we can't, because the mayor announced that Toxic Avenger's a nuisance and we need to take him out. And so they're in this ice cream shop and they're saying, no, we can't, because he saved us. And they're eating ice cream with a bunch of kids for some reason.
Yeah, bunch of kids with ice cream. The kids on set got to eat so much ice cream. In every scene with kids, they're eating ice cream.
These kids aren't acting at all. They just like were someone's kids in the crew, and they had to sit there and eat ice cream. And there's a little girl just licking ice cream off her hand and just staring down the camera.
There's shots though where you can tell where there's some of the kids in the at the end of their row who are just over ice cream.
Yeah.
They're like, but my tummy hurts.
I'm just what gonna edit the footage over us talking because you won't be able to hear it. Like, but it's so funny.
She's like what, three?
She's so
oh
young.
God, yeah.
She's like mate. I don't know if she can speak yet. She's so young, but she's so funny.
The better shot is when she comes back later.
Yeah. She shows up in that later scene, and she's so bored, so apathetic.
Yeah.
Until...
It's basically the same conversation. It's just the taco guy and the... Is it the...
Well, the next scene is because they call in the National Guard.
Oh, yeah.
To go after the Toxic Avenger. So, and the National Guard is trying to trap it, even though the mayor wants to kill it.
The mayor who sits at the front desk at City Hall.
That's right.
With a name placard that says mayor.
Mayor
Belgoody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the taco guy and I don't know who else it is. Whatever. It's a bunch of older kids who were like, "We gotta save them." They're calling in the National Guard.
It's the two entrepreneurs.
That's right. Yeah. The kids who made T-shirts. So they all go to run, and then one of them turns around to pick up this little girl.
Well, they're all chilling on a stoop.
They're chilling on a porch. Yeah.
And the girl in the back is in the background this whole time, just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Doesn't have ice cream anymore. Just sitting there, looking into the camera, looking just bored. It's fucking great.
At the camera.
It's the best. And they run off to end the scene. And right before they leave, one of them turns back and grabs her, and she lights up.
She's like, yay! Yeah. And it's so cute.
She's like, spin me!
It's so real.
Yeah. And it is. It's like a real little
completely
thing,
unnecessary to be in the movie.
Yeah. But it's my favorite part of the
movie. Yeah, it's mine too. It's so good.
We all cheered.
Yeah, we cheered with her.
Yeah.
So they're going to chase down all the tanks that they see running down the street. There's like a nice little, like, this is the end of the movie, so... They call in the National Guard. The tanks are rolling down the street.
So
and we check
tanks.
In with all the characters seeing the tanks go by. And their lines are like leading into each other's lines. They're like, oh, I hope they don't kill the monster that saved us that one time. Like cutting from scene to scene. You got the gay hairdressers. You got all those characters.
What I love about this montage, though, is that like... directing those actors, they didn't tell them what their character was saying before they cut to them. So it's like they just started talking at monster who saved him.
There's
no naturalistic acting at all.
They hadn't perfected that Austin Powers delivery.
That's right. That's
wow,
an Austin Powers gig.
Yeah. It is. We cut to two dudes from the National Guard who are... They're questioning their mission, and the one guy, they're searching through basically a swamp, and this guy just goes, oh, we're going to find out. Here's a bunch of mosquitoes biting my asshole.
His asshole, not his ass.
His asshole.
These mosquitoes are going straight for the asshole.
So the National Guard shows up. Toxic Avenger is in a tent with his girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
they were gonna run away and be romantic together.
There's a moment when the asshole guy who's like, oh, there's bugs. One of them at least.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, well, one of them's like, he sees him going in there. And I'm wondering, like, what's he about to do? Because he starts, like, fooling with his belt while he's looking over there. And I'm just like,
It was
a weird moment that doesn't pay off.
Oh. Saw the Sarah in a bikini through the binoculars?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's getting real excited about that, of course. Because you have to. It's Toxic Avenger.
They let the mayor know everyone gets there with guns. They surround this fucking tent with three tanks.
A bunch, like a civilian army.
Yeah.
Yeah, militia.
And like
yeah,
all the all good people, too. Like the 12-year-old is there. Like,
yeah,
they've all shown up.
Everyone's there. Basically, everyone's arguing whether or not to shoot him. And then, yeah, the Nazi cop, which I thought was really funny, goes, no, we have to. It is our destiny to follow orders.
And then heel clicks.
Yeah, the insert shot of the heel click,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But then Toxic Avenger comes out. The good people, including his mom, rush out and be like, no, you can't shoot him.
He's a good boy.
And then...
shove her out of the way.
Yeah.
And then what he... kills the mayor.
He's got like this montage where we see all the previous kills. So you're like, oh, I don't know, maybe because he was thinking about how much he kills people, he'll spare the mayor and give him to the justice system. This is what I thought.
I thought we were gonna get something like that too.
But no.
Yeah, no. He kills the mayor.
He says something about like.
But here's the weird thing though, is that like he only pulls like a small chunk of viscera from inside the mayor, and then he's like. He's all yours now.
Yeah, take him away.
Is it like he's so fat that he's not dead kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because like you were saying earlier, like I was expecting the big boss of the movie essentially to have a little bit more to his death.
Yeah. Well, he does pull out, some guts.
He's trying to stuff it back in. Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
If I were doing a kill count, I would put the mayor on there. Nope. Don't expect a kill count of this movie. This would be a Saw situation where there would have to
you
be
wouldn't
an explicit
be able to show
version.
Anything,
and
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There would have to be a censored version for the public release.
Yeah.
A kid's head gets run over by a car.
Yeah.
God, it's so disturbing.
If you can handle it, do yourself this favor.
And avoid this movie.
Yeah.
Get to our overall. Okay. But yeah, so Toxic Avenger basically says, "Bake away, toys." And it's Happily Ever After?
I think that's it.
Everyone's just like, yay, he killed the mayor and he eviscerated the mayor right in front of us.
Yeah. Oh my God. And Gressel, the voice comes back though. Because he's there to give you like a Grapes of Wrath kind of ending.
Yeah.
Wherever there is injustice.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, the Toxic Avenger will be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was that movie.
And that's Toxic Avenger.
Well, you didn't like it, Gressel?
I don't know. No. Listen, loved watching it with you guys. I think I hated the movie. the running over the kid.
Running over the kid. Rough.
Obviously, I've seen some horror movies. I'm not a horror fan per se, but like I've seen horror movies. I've seen some graphic kills and stuff. Fine, but the joy that those characters took in killing a completely innocent child was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was Clockwork Orangey. Mm-hmm. They basically did the same shit in Clockwork
Orange. Yeah, and I didn't really like Clockwork Orange.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, it's achievement in filmmaking, sure, whatever, but I didn't like the movie.
I love the movie, but I think it is extremely difficult to watch.
Yeah,
it's hard for me. I think I was okay with it because it was surrounded by all this campy madness that, like, and also I think over the course of just Dead Meat, I've gotten more into horror through the kill counts, and I maybe I'm more sensitized to it now. But I think it's especially because of the tone around it. Like, if this had been done completely straight,
and there are horror movies
desensitized. That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of horror movies that do kind of what you were describing, where it's all face value, like they get serious, and that's when I talked about this on the pod before, where it's once you get into that kind of horror, I don't like it. That's not fun.
Yeah,
like where it's just real,
where it's those, and that's where I was worried this would be after that scene, that it would just be that kind of tone, because I don't want to watch a full movie of that sickening.
No, it's awful. Yeah, that's not fun.
That's not fun.
So I was very grateful that that was the worst scene. I mean, there's the rape threats and the dog getting shot, but other than that,
a dog sliding across
the floor. I didn't really mind the dog that much because it was like
the follow up shots with a breathing dog, kind of softened that blow a little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought it was weird because there's still, even though it's this campy thing and it's clearly a comedy, I would say, there's still they're still like excited about this violence in a way that bums me out as a viewer.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I that rubs me the wrong way.
It literally makes me feel sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watching that scene and those characters, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the rest of the movie makes up for it for me, personally.
Mm-hmm. It's not one I would recommend generally to people.
No.
I'd have to, like, you know you pretty well.
Yeah. And there's so much that's offensive, just because I think they were trying to push buttons at the time, even.
So
now it's well beyond. Like,
yeah. It's weird because when you look at the general message of the movie and the general ethos of it, it's like a positive message because everyone is, you know, everyone who gets murdered by Toxic Avenger deserves it.
And he is avenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is avenging.
It's the villains that are taking joy in murder, and it's the villains who are a Nazi cop and corrupt mayor. And
right.
So it's all there, but it's.
I mean, there's also just like the film's kind of like transphobic joking.
Yes, that
like,
is there too.
But it's also done in a kind of like the gay characters remind me of like a John Waters type.
I was
situation.
Thinking John Waters. I was like, this. They could just set this in Baltimore, and a lot of this could be a John Waters movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but the characters in the laundromat were, I was like, this is a John Waters movie.
Yeah.
Mrs. Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was just thinking of Hairspray. Yeah. No, for sure, the barbers I could easily see existing in a John Waters movie.
Yeah, I would be quicker to recommend Sleepaway Camp than this.
Yeah.
Oh, loved Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, that has this a crazy lot. Pedophile cook.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, not...
The kid getting run over?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, this is...
The violence in Sleepaway Camp is almost non-existent.
It's more muted.
Yeah, it's very off-screen.
I mean, there's some
shit. Yeah, the bees.
Oh, the bees too.
The bees.
Not you. All right.
Yeah. Any final thoughts about this movie, Chelsea?
I don't think so.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay.
I liked it.
I had a good time.
Okay. Good. Would you watch the sequels, Chelsea?
I'm sure I will eventually. Yeah,
me too. Gressel, I'm guessing, will never lay eyes on.
No interest. I mean, like, if you were like, hey, Gressel, we're watching Toxic Avenger 2, I'd be like, I guess.
Joel?
Yeah, I would watch the sequels for sure. Yeah. I'm enough compelled, and I had a good enough time. Yeah, I want to see what a sequel would be.
Yeah,
what do they solidify this to be?
Apparently, what happened was they shot a sequel, and then Lloyd Kaufman was like, "I shot too much," and he made it two sequels.
That's right. I did read that.
He shot too much footage for one movie. Great.
I want to find out if the Toxic Avenger gets a cape, because for some reason I always imagined, when I heard the name Toxic Avenger, that he would have a cape and like goggles, but he's got the weird eyes, so maybe he won't have goggles.
Yeah, they'd have to be like custom built,
bespoke.
They did
goggles.
Make this into a cartoon.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Maybe
his eyes in the cartoon. I saw a quick image. They're next to each other.
Oh. That's nice. Glow up.
All right, well, can't top that. So thanks for listening to the Dead Meat Podcast. Joel, what do you want to plug?
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Joel K. Arnold, and I do the tweets for at Practical Folks.
Yeah, he's great at them.
Oh, thanks.
Gressel?
You can follow me on Twitter at James Gressel, and you can go subscribe and listen to D&D, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast that the four of us do with two other of our friends, Bethany Radloff and Mike Sagan from Beth B. Rad and Fresh Plays. Go listen to that. Go check that out. Episodes are every Monday and Wednesday on your favorite podcast thing. So whatever you're listening to this on, unless it's YouTube, you can go and listen to D&D Dion. It's a
D&D.
It is a dinner party role-playing podcast.
Yeah. We play Dungeons & Dragons. We're role-playing in it. All of us are part of it.
Yep.
It's great. How many hours of content is coming their way?
Over 30.
Oh,
yeah.
People on the long drives to work. I know a lot of people have said that you're listening to this on keeping you sane on those commutes.
Well, there's more coming at you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, all four of us are the Practical Folks.
Yes.
This is Practical Folks, the other YouTube channel. and it's fun stuff. We'll we don't put stuff out as much as we used to, but we still plan to, you know, just at our own pace. Drunk Disney is the series there.
Yep.
It's great. These guys have been in great episodes. Your favorite episode that you've been on, Joel?
Pete's Dragon.
Yeah.
Of course. And
Holiday Special.
Of course. Star Wars Holiday Special. Yeah. Those two are my two favorite episodes.
Yeah.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Chelsea?
You can find me at Carebeck, that's C-A-R-E-B-E-C-C, on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want merch, deadmeatstore.com.
Yeah. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on whatever you're listening to. If you're watching it on YouTube or listening to it on YouTube, I don't know, go review it on iTunes or some shit. Do that. It helps us. It's important. And of course, make sure you're subscribed to Dead Meat on YouTube. You fucking better be. But until our next episode, yeah, that'll be part of my sign off.
Yeah. Fucking better be. I'm gonna play us out with this song.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I just wanna listen to your body talk. Body talk.